World Sport from the BBC with Alistair Ross. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Real Madrid lay down a statement of intent in the Champions League quarter-final. We've got injury updates on Lionel Messi and Jermaine Defoe.
Takes him out of his next three games. So, you know, within all of this, all of the negative of having an injury, he's not that bad.
And the man they call Shaq salutes the Lakers fans as his shirt is retired by the club as a mark of respect.
I can remember certain times not knowing if we were going to win or not. And I look in the stands and I see the certainty, then I knew we had it in the bag. Thank you very much.
First, though, Real Madrid looks set for a place in the semi-finals of football's European Champions League after they beat the Turkish side Galatasaray 3-0 in the first leg of their quarter-final in the Spanish capital. In the night's other tie, Malaga were held to a goalless draw at home to Borussia Dortmund. With more details, Joe Parsons.
Real Madrid bidding to lift the European Cup for an unprecedented 10th time were just too strong for Galatasaray. Cristiano Ronaldo opened the scoring with a superb lofted shot over the Galatasaray goalkeeper Fernando Muslera, following a perfect pass from Mesut Ozil. Galatasaray came back into the game and dominated possession for a spell, but fell further behind when Michael Essien crossed for Karim Benzema, who controlled the ball at the far post before planting in low into the net. Substitute Gonzalo Higuain made it 3-0, 7 minutes from time, heading in his first goal of the competition. As for Galatasaray, it was a miserable match for the talismanic Burak Yılmaz, who'd scored in his previous 6 Champions League matches. Not only did the goals dry up, but he picked up a yellow card, meaning he'll miss the return leg in Istanbul. In the other tie, Dortmund's high-paced attack, led by Mario Götze and Robert Lewandowski, produced several scoring chances for the German champions, but their lack of finishing touch and Caballero's saves let the hosts keep their 7th clean sheet in 11 games.
Joe Parsons, well, that does leave Borussia Dortmund and Bayern Munich both on course to qualify in their respective quarterfinals, making it a good competition for German clubs so far. Lutz Schwanenstiel, the chief international scout for the Bundesliga club Hoffenheim, says he's not surprised to see 2 German teams in the last 8.
I think at the moment the Bundesliga is booming. I mean, lots of international stars, they want to play in Germany. It was before, it was more La Liga, Serie A or the English Premier League. Now it gets more and more attractive. And I think looking at the teams now also in the width, then the Bundesliga is on the way to become the best league in the world. I personally still believe the English Premier League is a little bit better, but internationally the Bundesliga is probably already considered now the best league in the world or one of the best. And I think that's just, I would say the mirror of what happened in the youth development in the German youth national teams, that lots of young players breaking through. And looking at the Borussia Dortmund side, there's so many excellent young German-bred players in it, it's unbelievable.
Now, Jermaine Defoe has been ruled out of Tottenham's next 3 games with a muscular injury. It means he'll miss Thursday's Europa League quarter-final first leg against Basel and most likely the return leg the week after. He's definitely out of the Premier League game with Everton on Sunday. And Spurs manager Andre Villas-Boas admits it's a serious setback for the club.
It's a big blow. He's on the same muscle that he had a small tear last month, but on the other side now. Obviously, it's a big miss because he's a player who represents a lot for us and has shown tremendous quality this season. And obviously, a big miss.
More injury news, and Lionel Messi could be back in action as early as next week, despite picking up a hamstring injury in Tuesday's Champions League draw with Paris Saint-Germain. The Argentinian has written on Facebook, "I will return soon. Thankfully, it was not so serious." Barcelona says he'll definitely miss this weekend's La Liga game against Mallorca, but his availability after that will depend on how he progresses. That could mean he's back as soon as the Champions League return leg in Spain next Wednesday. Well, Paris Saint-Germain elsewhere are to take action against Joey Barton after the Marseille midfielder called their player Thiago Silva an overweight ladyboy on Twitter. In a string of tweets, the former Man City and Newcastle player also criticised the Brazilian defender's injury record and dubbed him fat boy. Well, a statement on PSG's website says the comments are attacks that represent a serious incident and go much further than a mere verbal insult, and they're reserving the right to take legal action. Marseille's also now issued a statement saying the club and Joey Barton apologised to Thiago Silva and his club for the inappropriate comments. The Manchester City striker Carlos Tevez has been told to do 250 hours community service for driving while banned. Magistrates at Macclesfield in the northwest of England also gave him a further 6 months disqualification and fined more than $1,500. With more details, the BBC correspondent Dan Roan.
stated is he doesn't believe in the ideology of fascism. He hasn't completely said, I am not a fascist. Or, you know, but I know that fascism means different things to different people. But obviously over here, I think the mistake he's made is he hasn't appreciated exactly what fascism means in this country where it's so associated with Nazism. I think in Italy, it can be seen as holding kind of right-wing views. Can of worms once you start talking about it. Even now, I think that's why they've chosen to issue this as a statement rather than have Paolo himself, vocalise it.
Apologies, that wasn't Dan Roan. That was Graham Anderson, the chief sports writer for the Sunderland Echo in the North East. It's after Sunderland manager Paolo Di Canio said he was deeply hurt by the attacks on his new club since he took charge. The Italian, of course, has been at the centre of a row over his political views. He's released a further statement saying, I am not political. I do not affiliate myself to any organisation. I am not a racist and do not support the ideology of fascism. I respect everyone. Now, a Lebanese referee and his two assistants are helping Singaporean police with their inquiries after being pulled from officiating in an AFC Cup match on Tuesday. With more details, our Asian football expert Manish Yasmi.
Ali Sabag and his assistants, Ali Aid and Abdullah Taleb, were due to take charge of the AFC Cup tie between Tampines Rovers and East Bengal from India, but instead spent Wednesday answering questions from Singapore's Corrupt Practices Investigation Bureau. Both the CPIB and Football Association of Singapore have released statements condemning match-fixing and corruption. While there's no suggestion that the official's detention was related to match-fixing, this episode comes hard on the heels of an investigation that last month found 24 Lebanese players guilty of fixing matches.
Shaquille O'Neal has received one of the most prestigious honours in NBA basketball. The centre has had his number 34 jersey retired by the LA Lakers. The ceremony came at halftime in the Lakers' 101-81 win over the Dallas Mavericks.
And to the Laker fans, give yourself a round of applause. You are the greatest fans on earth. I can remember certain times not knowing if we were going to win or not. And I look in the stands and I see the certainty and the confidence on your face. Then I knew we had it in the bag. Thank you very much.
Well, Neil's jersey will join those of Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson in the collection at the Staples Center. Our reporter in the U.S., Todd Ant, says O'Neal is certainly destined for the Sports Hall of Fame.
He's right up there. I mean, you can break it down even more simply, maybe not all, of all players, but at least as the position goes, as center, the center position, he's in the top 10 easily. I mean, and the fact that he played for the Lakers and he's won, four championships, he's going into the Hall of Fame. He has his numbers retired, as you mentioned, with the LA Lakers. He's one of their all-time greats, a huge, and I mean in all sense of the word, a big guy. I mean, a 7 feet, 1 inches tall, and he had the body of a football, American football offensive lineman or rugby player, if you want to make that comparison, and used his body almost like a smaller guard. I mean, that's how agile he was for a guy that size, and he took advantage of that. He was a spectacular guy to watch on the floor. Just from the fact of watching this huge guy make these slam dunks or make these soft outside shots. And he also had a personality as big as his body. He was a fun guy to be around. His players loved him. The fans loved him. Did a lot of advertisement. Still does. Even after he's retired. Again, that shows you how important he is to in the commercial world, to advertisers, because they know he can still sell products.
Todd Ant on Shaquille O'Neal. For now, that is the latest world sport from the BBC. Thank you.